Who has been most important in your person in your life? Can you tell me about him or her?
No, I don't know.
Okay. What was the happiest moment in your life?
When we won the national championship.
What about the saddest?
When we didn't win the national championship.
Oh my god.
No, probably when grandma died on my birthday.
Okay. Who has been the biggest influence in your life?
The Hill Academy.
And what important lessons did they teach you?
Everything that got me to where I am today. How to be a good leader. How to play lacrosse. Okay. How to be a good person on and off the field.
Who has been the kindest person to you in your life?
Probably you.
What are the most important lessons that you've learned in life from another person or from experience?
I mean, work hard and work for, earn what you have, not just expect to be handed anything in life.
What is your earliest memory?
Probably when I was in grade 2 and I walked down the hallway in school, and for some reason I thought I was home in my bedroom and getting changed, and I just started taking off my clothes.
I did not know that. What's your favorite memory of me?
Of you?
Yeah.
You should have, sent me these questions before.
Do you want me to send them to you and call you back in an hour?
No. Uh-uh. Favorite memory of you? It's probably when you kicked me in the face and cut my head open.
I was what, 1?
Yeah.
All right. Are there any funny stories that your family tells about you that come to mind?
Yeah, there's plenty. Mom always likes to tell people about when I went out in the middle of the field on their flag football game and took a pee in the middle of the field.
Okay, I might know the answer to this, but what are you most proud of?
Most proud of?
Yeah.
National championship.
Okay. When in your life have you felt most alone?
I don't think I've ever felt alone. I always have you and dad and mom and my friends to always lean back on.
Okay. Have you ever felt really homesick? Like, you haven't lived at home since grade 11.
No. I mean, before I went to the Hill in grade 12, I never thought I'd be at school in the States, thought I'd just be like a mechanic or something.
Do you have any regrets?
Yeah. Like, not working harder in high school and academically.
And how would you like to be remembered?
As a hard worker, good leader, good person.
If your great-grandchildren were listening to this years from now, is there anything you'd want to tell them?
Eat healthy.
Is there anything that you've never told me but you want to tell me now? Anything that you've never told me but want to tell me?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I have a girlfriend now.
I assumed. Is she coming for senior day?
No.
Okay. Well, still haven't met the girl. Is there something that you've always wanted to know about me but never asked?
No.
Okay. If you could interview anyone from your life, living or dead, but not a celebrity, who would it be and why?
It'd be Grandpa Kluche, because we didn't get it to spend a lot of time with him. So just get the chance to talk to him and talk to him about his life.
What is your first memory of me?
When you kick me in the face and crack my neck.
That one just really sticks with you, doesn't it?
Yep.
How would you best describe us? Friends, siblings,
acquaintances? Siblings.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
what
makes siblings that are also friends.
Okay, so what makes us so close, in your opinion?
We don't really fight. You're always there if I need you. Anything I need you to help me with, no matter what, I'd do the same for you. Yeah.
How do you describe your relationship with our parents?
Very good.
What was the worst thing you think you did as a child?
Getting a P in public citation.
What is your best childhood memory?
Disney World.
How would you describe a perfect day when you were young?
I don't know, just being outside with my friends playing basketball in the front yard or something.
What did you think life would be like when you were older?
I thought I'd just be playing lacrosse. I'm working some odd job.
How do you think your classmates would remember you?
hilarious.
What are your best memories from grade school? Like elementary school?
Probably just recess with my friends.
Other than the national championship, what's your best memory from college so far?
I mean, just the experience of being here. Amazing place.
Has there been a specific teacher, teachers who had a particularly strong influence on your life? Tell me about them.
Probably Mr. McKinnon. He just kind of like, he's the person who realized that I might have a learning disability. Told mom. Put some extra effort in to help me learn.
What is something that few people know about you?
I'm not too sure. I'm kind of an open book.
Okay.
I swam home from a bar in Annapolis once. In the ocean. Not too many people know that.
If you could go back in time and relive anything, but you have to relive everything since that moment, where would you go?
2016. The national championship.
What's the hardest thing you've ever had to do?
The hardest? Probably the SATs.
Okay.
I took them four or five times, never really got the score I needed. Luckily, I was still able to get in, but yeah, those were the hardest. It's hard to study for them because it's so boring.
From the moment you decided to go to the Hill, walk me through the major events that helped you get to where you are now.
Went to the Hill. Played in the Great Lakes tournament. UNC saw me, asked me to come for a visit. I went for a visit. Loved the school. Wanted to commit right away, but I waited a little bit. Then I came here. And met all my friends here, lived here, won the national championship, and now we're here fighting to keep our season alive right now.
Okay. What's one of the strangest things you've ever done?
Probably swimming home from a bar in Annapolis.
What are some of your major goals in life?
Have a family. Have a good job. Play professional lacrosse. Be able to take care of my family. Yeah.
What do you think is next for you as you graduate college?
What did you say?
What do you think's next as you graduate college?
professional lacrosse, hopefully. I'm going to enter the draft. And then I'm going to work at Millwright. And then I'm going to work as a millwright and until I find a program.
Okay. What or who embarrasses you?
My weight. No one else really embarrasses me. I've learned to accept the people around me for who they are and not really care what other people think about those people.
Okay. If you could try out any job for a day, what would you like to try?
Any job? Probably an amusement park ride tester. That'd be sweet.
Who's your best or closest friend?
Avery Sutton. He's been my best friend since grade 4. He'd take a bullet for me and I'd take a bullet for him.
If you could learn one random skill, what would you learn?
How to speak Spanish, because I think the language is really cool, and Spanish girls are attractive.
Is there anyone in particular you'd like to teach you that skill?
Probably just like a really attractive Spanish teacher.
What's the first thing you notice about people?
Their hair color.
What do you think the first thing people notice about you if they were to see you walking across the street?
Man, that's one handsome devil.
I hate you.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Big stocky guy.
Do you think people can control their own destiny?
Yes. I don't believe that like everything was already planned.
Do you think that people are basically bad or basically good? Like basic, what? Do you think people are born bad people and taught how to act good, or are born good people and learn bad habits?
Born good people and learn bad habits. Because usually it's like something happens in someone's life that forces them to do something bad.
Valid.
Unless someone's born a psycho. That's a loophole.
Do you think that God exists?
You're not really letting up on these tough questions, but yeah, in a sense. Like, I mean, yeah, I believe that God exists. I'm not sure, like, how, but yeah. I believe there's a greater force out there.
Would you kill an innocent person if you thought it might mean saving a dozen other people?
Yes.
No thought with that one.
Yeah, no. Sometimes sacrifices gotta be made.
What's the most money you've ever just given away?
Just given away and not expected it back?
Yep.
I mean, if drinks at the bar count.
Yeah, sure.
Like, probably like $40.
What's the biggest personal change you've ever made?
Working out more and trying to like focus on my weight more.
What's the stupidest thing you've ever done?
Urinated in public behind a bar and in a park. intoxicated.
What do you think one of the best steps we could take towards ending poverty around the world?
Create more jobs in the places that are high in poverty.
What's your favorite type of art?
Music. I always have music in whenever I'm walking around campus or doing anything. Always have music plugged into my ears.
What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
Can we have our melon back?
Biggest lie. I'm not sure, to be honest. Probably that I just knew someone famous or something.
What's something that you wish people knew about you?
Something that I don't know. Like I said, I'm an open book, so most people know most things about me.
Okay. What are some of the first things you do when you wake up in the morning?
Take a pee, brush my teeth, look at the weather to decide what clothes I'm going to wear.
How do you feel about public speaking? And has that changed over time?
I'm okay with public speaking. I took a public speaking class here.
Before that class, were you okay with public speaking?
Yeah, I'm a pretty laid back, outgoing guy, so it's not really too tough for me to speak in public.
If someone were to play you in a movie about your life, who would you hope would play you?
Channing Tatum.
And why?
I think he just looks like me. Or Taylor Lautner. I think they both look at me in their own different way.
Okay.
The resemblance is pretty strong.
What's one of your go-to conversation starters?
With what demographic?
Any new friends.
New like friends,
when you came
not,
to school.
Not a girl. What?
Either. Both.
Conversation starter. Hey. How's it going? Where are you from? I'm from Canada. That's normally how it starts.
Alright. Would you ever skydive or bungee jump?
Oh yeah. I wanna go bungee jumping so bad.
Is there anyone you wanna do that with in particular?
You, Taylor.
Okay, well I know that. Tell me about your first fist fight.
Was in lacrosse. I got my ass kicked. Had to go to the hospital right away and get stitches.
What was the best prank you've ever pulled?
Probably something with a whoopee cushion.
What did you do on your 16th birthday?
On my 16th birthday, I went and got my driver's license and then drove to a cross. Oh no, because I wouldn't have been able to drive by myself. I had a basketball game that night, and then Dad picked me up at the basketball game and I got to drive home.
What do you think one of the most undervalued professions is right now?
Undervalued
professions.
I'd say garbage men.
Would you rather be remembered and be hated or just be forgotten?
Say that again.
Would you rather be hated or forgotten?
Forgotten. I hate being hated.
If you knew you would die tomorrow, would you feel cheated today?
No. If I knew I was going to die tomorrow, I'd go make sure I live today like it was my last, because it would be my last. But yeah.
If this were to be our very last conversation, what would you want to say?
I love you. You've been inspirational to my life.
Are you having any, like, emotional whatever about ending college?
Yeah, I'd say so. Cried yesterday in the locker room. After we lost, but, and that has something to do with it, but yeah, nervous about going and starting real life, being an adult, nervous about leaving and not seeing some certain people ever again, probably. Yeah.
If you could pick anyone, dead, alive, celebrity or not, to be at your very last lacrosse game ever, who would it be?
It would be Will Smith, because he's my favorite actor ever and I want to meet him.
Last question. If you could only do one sport and it's not lacrosse, what sport would you go back to?
Would I be good at it?
That depends on how hard you work.
Probably golf or basketball.
Why?
Golf is fun, relaxing. Yeah, and basketball, I just always loved basketball. It's similar to lacrosse in ways.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.